Today, the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments in a major campaign funding case that could doom or reinforce the McCain-Feingold campaign finance law. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Just 4 years ago, the court upheld the McCain-Feingold campaign finance law as a constitutional exercise of congressional power aimed at limiting the influence of big money in elections. Justice Sandra Day O'Connor co-authored the opinion for the 5-4 majority, but O'Connor has now retired, and with two new Bush appointees on the court, Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Samuel Alito, that 5-justice majority looked very fragile indeed today. The McCain-Feingold law, upheld by the court in 2003, bars the use of corporate or union funds to finance what are called sham issue ads. These are broadcast ads with a message that hurts or helps a named candidate run in the 60 days before the general election or 30 days before a primary. The key is that the ads are financed with money that would be illegal to use in campaign ads, namely unlimited and undisclosed corporate or union funds. That's the way Wisconsin Right to Life financed ads like this one in 2004 when Senator Russell Feingold was on the ballot.
A group of U.S. senators is filibustering, blocking qualified nominees from a simple yes or no vote. Contact Senators Feingold and Cole and tell them to oppose the filibuster. Visit BeFair.org.
The government claims that this is a campaign ad masquerading as a lobbying ad in order to avoid the restrictions on how campaign ads can be financed under McCain-Feingold. Solicitor General Paul Clement told the justices that 4 years ago, the court majority cited a prototypical ad just like this one in upholding the blackout regulations in McCain-Feingold. Justice Scalia, who dissented in 2003, piped up, "Maybe we were wrong last time." "You thought so then," replied Clement, "but this is still the typical sham issue ad covered by the law's restrictions." Justice Scalia, "How do you know the motive of this ad was to defeat Feingold? Maybe it was to change his mind." Answer, "Feingold had voted 20 of 22 times for the filibuster. This was not going to change his mind." Justice Scalia, his voice rising, "This is the First Amendment. We don't make people guess whether their speech is going to be allowed by Big Brother or not." Chief Justice Roberts, "It seems your position is inconsistent with our decision holding that there can be a challenge to the way the law is applied. If this isn't a legitimate challenge, then give me an example of one that would be." Answer, "An ad funded by an organization like the ACLU that cannot set up a political action committee under the law and thus cannot raise money to fund campaign ads. In contrast, Wisconsin Right to Life could have done that." Lawyer Seth Waxman, representing Senator John McCain, took up the argument at that point. Justice Alito, "What do you make of the fact that so many advocacy groups think this is really impractical?" Answer, "The ACLU is the perfect example. It has filed a powerful brief against us, but it runs ads all the time on the Iraq War, on Guantanamo. It has never put in a tagline saying, 'Call Senator so-and-so,' because it is completely nonpartisan and has pledged to its members that it will not engage in electioneering." Next up was lawyer James Bopp, representing Wisconsin Right to Life. He quickly faced questions from Justice Breyer, who noted that the ad says, "Contact Senator Feingold," but provides no phone number. Breyer, "It says, 'Go to a website,' and if you go there, what you see is, 'Defeat him, defeat him, defeat him.' If it is true, as we said 4 years ago, that TV ads are the single best way to get someone defeated or elected, and then you allow corporations and rich givers to pay for these ads, then goodbye, McCain-Feingold." Justice Souter, "You're saying ignore the context of the ad." Answer, "The question is, what do the words say?" Souter, "No, what do they mean? The people in Wisconsin knew what Senator Feingold's position was on the filibuster because of your other public statements." Answer, "There's no evidence they knew." Souter, "You think they're dumb?" Answer, "Look, polls show a majority of the people don't know who the vice president is." Justice Breyer, "It's deja vu all over again. Either you can show that this ad is different than the ads we said could be regulated in 2003, which I doubt, or we revisit the issue. If corporations can just give the money to you for campaigns, why can't they give it directly to a candidate, which we've held for 100 years they cannot do?" Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.